Here's Pastor Brian as he concludes this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and all this week we've been talking about more personal things that relate to Solid Ground and the Bible Ministry School that we offer through Calvary Chapel, La Mirada. And all this week, Keith Smith has been with us in studio. He is the producer of the program, as well as a student at our Bible Ministry School, as well as a teacher there. So, Keith, God bless you, and welcome once again to the program today.
It's great to be here, Pastor Brian.
Well, we're going to turn the tables today. Keith has been asking me questions all week, and so now I'm going to have the opportunity to ask him some personal questions. And our purpose for today is, since Keith has been a student at the school, I want to hear from him personal benefits that he's received from spending time in the Word of God and studying with us at the school. So, Keith, answer these two questions for me. How has being involved in the Bible Ministry School been a benefit to you both personally as well as to the ministry God's called you to?
Well, that's a great question. I think I'll take the personal aspect first. When I came to the school, I would say that I had spent a reasonable amount of time studying about the Bible and through that learning about God on my own. But when I got into the study of systematic theology and taking category by category the topics that the Bible discusses, both the grand topics of who God is, as well as topics I may not have studied about, such as who man is and who Satan is and the demons, I personally was more well-rounded in knowing about those certain subjects. And when you learn about how low man was and how great God is and what God went through to reach down and save us, it inevitably draws you closer to him. Also, in the midst of all the studies and all of the things that we go through in the school, plus having your own life going day by day, you definitely grow in your faith and you depend upon God in a greater way just so you can get through not only life, but the classes that you're taking. So, in answer to your question, my faith was greatly increased. A, through knowing who God was in a greater way, but also through seeing him guiding me through this time in my life, I was drawn in a greater way into a deeper relationship with him.
So in studying, it's not just you're being filled with a bunch of facts, but it impacts your heart and your relationship with the Lord. But it also helps you prepare for the ministry. So how has the Lord used the classes to help prepare you for the calling that he has upon your life?
Well, I think before I got to the school, I had a sense that I was called to a teaching ministry of some kind. And I had spent a good portion of my spare time studying the Word and listening to different teachers and such. But I did feel that when I heard the opportunity to come to this school that I needed to be under someone's leadership and to be guided through a systematic study of the Bible. As I progressed through the classes, we are presented with many different perspectives on theology. And where before I really didn't have any awareness of these things, now I can look at someone's teaching or look at a book and see if there is incorrect doctrine or an incorrect interpretation. And I think that transfers into my ministry because as I teach someone else, I have a security in knowing what I believe. And I think that comes across when you're sharing a truth about God.
Now tell me, what's the most important truth that you've learned from the school?
Actually, there's two. And beyond a doubt, the most important one is justification. I think there is no greater truth that can transform a person's mind than really nailing down what justification means. And I think if we could speak to Martin Luther, he would probably agree with us because that transformed his life as well. And I understood that salvation was a gift, but I always seemed to tie a certain amount of works or a certain amount of performance to my spiritual life. So my life was a roller coaster. It was up and it was down. And as we went through the book of Ephesians, and then as we went through issues in theology concerning salvation, and really hammered down that when we are saved, when we believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior, that we are not only pardoned from our sins, but we are given a righteousness. So that if one day I'm a real spiritual guy, and the next day I wake up and I'm as carnal as the next guy, God does not look upon me with a frown, and he's not ready to hit the smite button on me, you know, and I don't have to dodge lightning bolts. So when I really grabbed onto that and owned that truth, that really transformed my life. And the burden of having to please God is removed because Jesus Christ did that.
Yeah, that's a liberating truth. And we definitely emphasize that throughout our classes. It comes up over and over again because I believe that's one of man's greatest problems, is trying to justify himself before the Lord. Even as many believers today, they still think, well, I need to add a certain amount of works, then God will love me, or this is how I maintain God's love. And that's a heavy weight to carry.
It's an impossible weight to carry. And the second thing that I came away with in my time at the Bible school was an appreciation for prophecy. I was the type of guy to where, you know, you'd watch Christian TV, and I almost hate to admit to that nowadays, but you'd watch some of these guys who were so-called prophetic experts, and they would go through and talk about who the Antichrist is and add up the letters of his name and all this crazy stuff. And so you get a perspective of prophecy that is warped. And when I came to the school and I realized that we were going to be going through end times and we were going to be going through the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, I was not looking forward to it. And I thought, well, you know, at least the other class has got something I'm interested in, and I'll just slide through this prophecy stuff. And all I want to do is have a better walk with the Lord. But what I realized, because Pastor Brian, I know this is a love that you have and a burden on your heart, prophecy, that when you really have a balanced understanding of prophecy, that not only is it something that encourages your heart to serve the Lord, it's an anchor for your faith. And it's also a tool that you can use in evangelism. There are some incredible prophetic statements that are revealed in the Word of God that show us that this is a book that has come out of the time domain. This is something that God has given to us. When we look at this book, we can tell that our God is not confined to time. He can look ahead. He knows the end from the beginning. There's no other holy book that can do that. So I came away with a real appreciation for prophecy, and that was an incredible revelation to me based on where I was before I went through these classes.
Well, approximately 25% of the Bible relates to prophecy in one way or another. So if someone doesn't have an understanding of prophecy, then they're missing a whole important aspect. But I've been encouraged by what you've shared, is that you've learned, but that learning hasn't produced a pride, but it's produced a greater love for God and greater confidence in Him and in His Word and in His plan for your life. So I'd like you to address maybe the individual that's there saying, well, I don't need to go to school. I have the Holy Spirit. I have the Lord. You know, knowledge, all that does is puff up. And so they say, I don't need to go to school. Or the individual that says, gee, I haven't been to school in a long time, or I barely made it out of high school. I don't think I could take these classes. Encourage those two groups of people.
Well, I'd love to, because I've at one time or another fallen into both categories. When I was in school as a kid, I had no desire to learn. I was not a person who was searching for a greater knowledge about anything. I was a goof off. And when I became a Christian, the Lord put it on my heart, and I believe He gave me the gift of teaching. And from that point on, I had a desire, and I was striving to find out all I could about this great God who reached down and saved me. And I think there was a point where I didn't want to submit myself to anybody else's teaching or anybody else's leadership in taking me through certain studies, because I felt like I wanted to do that myself. But in reality, there are many things that I would not have understood had I not gone through someone else's curriculum. And I addressed a couple of those today. And for those of you who don't feel like you have the ability to grab on to these concepts, I know that Pastor Brian has a heart for anybody to be able to come in and learn this. And so he has structured the courses so that you can understand these things. So we are really aware of you who are just coming to, you know, understand a little bit more about the Lord and understand more about your Bible, but you don't really want to be a scholar. You don't want to be a teacher. You're not called to the pastorate.
Yeah, definitely. I believe our classes are designed to help that individual that wants to know doctrine for themselves, or be a better Sunday school teacher, or teach a home Bible study, or be a missionary, or be a pastor. You know, it runs the gamut of all those callings.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, too, we don't discourage anybody from going and trying to dig into the issues in a deeper fashion. And I know that the teachers have a desire to give that to you. So we really offer an opportunity for anybody, those who really want to go deep or those who just want to learn a little bit more about what their Bible says. So it's really for everybody. As we close the show and as we close this week of having a little discussion, Pastor Brian, there's one question remaining. Why do you do all this? I mean, you're the busiest guy I know. I mean, you are teaching on almost every day of the week, and you're running from here and there, and you still take time to teach on Tuesday at the school and come in here and record. And, you know, why do you do all this?
Well, I think it first started when I myself got saved. I wanted to know every word in the Bible because I listened to what another man taught, and that's what I believed, and I had no basis for my belief. And when I received the Lord, I realized that was an absolutely wrong thing to do. So I was first driven to know why every word is there and what they mean. And from there, I wanted to communicate those truths. And I remember early in my ministry, I pray and say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And he gave me these two verses of scripture that I could base my entire life and ministry upon. And that's Colossians 1, 28 and 29. And I call these my life verses. And I say this, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. So I want to teach about Jesus. I want to warn people, but I also want to present them perfect or mature in Christ. I want them to come to a maturity. And I believe by knowing the truth, that's part of that process. Then also labor, striving, but that power comes from the Lord. So he's the one that is bringing the impact upon people's lives. And I just love to be a part of his work and his kingdom. And if we could help you study the Word of God or learn doctrine in any way we can, that's our passion, that's our love. We want to do anything and everything we can to help you in that process. The best way to let us know is to either give us a call or look us up on the web at www.calvarylm.org.